And one of the poems that I think really shows that is How to Wash a Duck. And I wanted you to be sure and read that one for our listeners.
Oh, thank you. How to Wash a Duck. One. A soft scarf secures the bill. Firm hands of a striptease artist. Two. Ignore the stifled quacks emitted through the muffled bill. Three. A second pair of gloved hands must hold the flapping wings closed. Four. Allow the tail feathers to wiggle, bounce, and dance like Donald Duck forgetting to be mad. Even in frustration, a hunk of fluff, bouncing duck butt swaying from side to side, makes right in the world. Five. Begin and end with two webbed leathery feet. A holy act is to wash a duck's feet. Six. Scrub soap on the pretty part of the mallard's wings. The ocean and the bird's teal feathers shine as slick oil slips away. Seven. Use the same dish soap on these precious oil-slathered birds as the brand you use at home. Palmolive, much better than Dove, as the TV lady used to say. 8. Hope that after the scrub and rinse, only the duck's natural oil remains, protective of man's messy disaster. 9. Apologize for spilled oil polluting an entire habitat, marsh, ocean, and earth. The duck doesn't care if it's his fault, my fault, or yours. Offer a duck a prayer. Whisper it to anyone who cares to hear. 10. Release the restless, chatty bill. Watch the duck waddle, exit a blanketed crate, then freedom.
I love that.
Thank you. Yeah, this is one of the few list poems that I have.
I know, but I like list poems in general.